When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
After a brief summer holiday, it's time for Bent News on the imbalanced history of rock and roll. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know, Marcus...
Get bent, Ray.
Well, we took off too long, even though it was only a few days, pal, because so much has happened.
I know. It was a really busy week while we were on vacation.
So let's get to it. Rage Against the Machine, top of the stack for multiple reasons. First, they announced that they were canceling European tour dates because the doctor said, hey, Zach, your Achilles is injured. But before those canceled shows, they did five nights at the Madison Square Garden in New York City, where they raised $1 million for charity, Marcus.
But $1 million from these five shows in New York City benefiting Why Hunger, Neighbors Together, the Campaign Against Hunger, the Immigrant Defense Project, some really solid charities that are very active within those lower income communities.
Now listen to your doctor, Zach. Get back on the good foot and do this thing for real.
Dude, it's an Achilles injury. It's going to be about a year before that cat can jump around like he did before. And what a bummer, man.
I don't know if anyone ever thought that they would owe the creators of South Park a big, big thank you, for they are the reason that Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee reunited.
We put a little surprise together for Matt. He has no idea that this is going to happen, and neither do you. Roll the tape.
Blame Canada. Blah, blah, blah. How come we get the blame for everything, eh?
Geddy, I just received a telegram from Terrence and Phil about the South Park 25th birthday party.
Hey, Alex, what can we do for our pals Matt and Trey? We could show up and jam with them, eh?
I know, from what we have been told, from what we've seen all over the media, there was no chance that Rush was going to be reunited in any way, shape, or form, and the cats from South Park pull it off. How the hell did that happen?
And it happened at your favorite place in the whole universe, Red Rocks in Denver, of course, South Park set in Colorado. And I can't wait to see the video and hear the audio and share it for you all here on the Bent News Update. And here's another story that started right after we left for vacation and then layered up, man. Ozzy and Tony Iommi surprising everyone at the Commonwealth Games, performing during the closing ceremonies. Oh, yeah. A little paranoid, man.
I know. Can you believe that the crowd got treated with that on such a spur-of-the-moment situation?
Big question became, how the hell did Ozzy get from California to England without anybody knowing? One of the great mysteries in life that we'll work on solving. Yet there's more to this story. Were it not for a slip and fall on a sailboat near Italy, Geezer Butler would have joined the guys, making it an almost full Sab reunion.
What?
That's right.
The crowd would have gone absolutely bonkers had they been surprised at that level. It's too bad about Geezer. I hope he heals quickly.
And the financial results are coming in, Marcus, from the early dates of the stadium tour with Motley Crue and Poison and Def Leppard and Joan Jett. $5 million a night in tickets alone.
That's big money. That's like Rolling Stones type of money. And I'm sure with the merch sales on top of that, everybody is very happy with the results of this tour.
And look, we did a whole story about Motley Crue and their tour, and we didn't even mention Tommy Lee's penis.
What?
Big tours announced while we were on our holiday, Marcus. Chief amongst them, Jeff Beck, hitting the U.S. in the fall. What?
That'll be a fun tour. He and Johnny Depp did some music recently, so I'm curious to see how that translates live and what other goodies they throw in on top of that music.
Starting in Texas in late September and running through November, Jeff Beck on tour. And I knew you'd like this story from the second I saw it. The new Elvis Costello tour has been announced. An amazing thing, right? 10 nights, residency in New York City. He's planning on playing 200 songs over 10 nights. Hell, he could do 200 songs in one night because they're all 2 minutes long.
This idea is very cool. It's very similar in uniqueness to the idea of the old spinning wheel that he had on stage back in the 80s. And he's got this thing where he's going to list 10 songs, and then he's going to be playing another 10 songs that he's deciding on playing. It's going to be a wild ride in New York City with Elvis Costello. I think I'd like to make it to at least one of those shows.
It's happening in February. So you have time to get your shit together, folks. Go see Elvis in New York. Motown is near and dear to our hearts. And the death of Lamont Dozier of the Holland Dozier Holland team. Sadness. Hit me right at the beginning of vacation. 81 years old.
Songs are beautiful. And the impact that that songwriting team had on rock and roll and pop culture is immense.
And we didn't really communicate much, but we did text back and forth about the passing of Olivia Newton-John at age 73 after being a champion in the fight against breast cancer, fighting and winning against it multiple times herself. She loses her fight while we're away.
Something to tell you that I never thought I would, but I believe you really ought to know. I love you. I honestly
love by almost everybody, and her music just touched so many hearts, especially people who are of a certain age.
Her music definitely was part of my life on FM night radio. I heard it all the time. And big fan of Grease. I can still sing every one of those songs, every single lyric. And I loved Olivia Newton-John in that movie.
One of the ancient greats, man. Sam Gooden, co-founder of The Impressions, age 87, passes away this past week or so. And no more details than that, but he was part of an incredible group that set the stage for people like Curtis Mayfield and Jerry Butler and the rest. And one last note, a man who played with Frank Sinatra and the Beach Boys and the Byrds and played in countless films and TV shows through the years as a member of the Wrecking Crew, the great Bill Pittman, passed away last week at the age of 102.
If you make it to 102, you win the game of life big time. And everybody out here listening to this podcast knows dozens and dozens of songs that Bill Pittman has played on.
And there's one of them now on the Bent News Update. As part of our ongoing research effort here at the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll, we look into things like birthday twins. And we discovered a pair that was born the same day, same year, this upcoming week.
Two names that you are very familiar with. Rob Halford, the metal god, born on the same day as Bob Mayo.
Mr. Bob Mayo, please.
the guy who made those beautiful keyboard sounds on Frampton Comes Alive. You listen to the episode, we'll tell you all about it.
Anywhere there's an app that gets podcasts, you'll find it there. And that's it for this Bent News Update. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
well, get bent, turkey.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.